Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
Reports leaked out last month that Justin Timberlake might be performing at this year's Super Bowl halftime show. Well, on Sunday, the NFL provided confirmation the 36-year-old Grammy winner will return to the biggest stage in the country's most watched TV show for the first time since that infamous wardrobe malfunction moment with Janet Jackson way back in 2004. Well, Timberlake will be featured at the U.S. Bank Stadium in Minneapolis, and the league has yet to announce if any other artists will be joining him on stage. NFL people, Janet is back on tour, just saying. And their net worth is combined at over $1 billion, so it's no surprise that Beyonce and Jay-Z are more than happy to spend their money lavishly when it comes to their home. Now, remember back in August, I told you that they had closed escrow on their new Bel Air mansion. It was $88 million. And then a month later, they went by coastal and purchased a little $26 million house in the Hamptons. But apparently, you get a fixer-upper for $88 million in Bel Air these days. Jay-Z and Beyonce have taken out two permits in 1 month, according to TMZ. Now, one permit will be used to install a backup generator, which cost a whopping $30,000. Along with their new generator, the Carters have also decided to add a living area under their four swimming pools, which is another $750,000 in renovations. And trust me, they will not stop there, especially when they take notice of what's being built around them, because honey, in Bel Air, you gotta keep up. And if you missed TV One's Unsung, you missed me, featured on the show about the iconic and long-running TV series, The Jeffersons. Unsung, that very popular series, which used to focus just on music legends, has now added Hollywood to their overall theme. I was glad to take part in their first outing with this topic, and I'm sure you can catch a rerun. Unsung, TV One, The Jeffersons. And don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Tanya Hollywood and at AURN online.